America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so programming note. If you're looking for Tiger Baseball, did the first 2 hours on it. We're going to get back to it at 5 o'clock. But we wanted to take this space because, look, functionally, tomorrow you have a day game. Thursday could be closeout day or elimination day, depending on how tomorrow goes. We just don't want to wait till Friday, and we have this little finite space to do a couple segments on college football. So here's a question. Rico, you like to play a game. It's one of your favorite segments of the week. Can we say this? So I am going to ask you a question, and you tell me, can we say this in real time? College football edition. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Michigan blows. Like, no caveats, no excuses, no but if this or maybe this then. No. Straight up. I've watched every snap of this team this year. This team sucks.
You know what, Mike? Yeah, I'm going to allow this, and it's not because of where I graduated from. I was telling Jeremy in the commercial break, do you realize how close Michigan is to being 2-4? Where USC blew the lead, and Minnesota recovered an onside kick. Like, this isn't a very good team. You don't have a quarterback. But you knew that coming into the season, but you somehow fooled yourself into thinking that you not only had one, but you had three quarterbacks, and really you don't have any quarterbacks. I don't see how it's going to get better because, lo and behold, Illinois and Indiana got good. You haven't played the top two teams yet. So that may be four losses that you're staring at right now. If your standard was playoff, yeah. You're correct, Mike. If your standard was, we'll be relevant. You're correct, Mike. If your standard was 6-6 like David said, you're on pace.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Is at the halfway point, I want to tell you I'm closer to David than my preseason prediction, which was I thought 9-3. I thought they'd lose to Oregon. I thought they'd lose to Ohio State. And I thought they would lose to Texas. Well, now you've already dropped the UW game. You're almost a mortal lock to drop both of the big games. And frankly, between the following three opponents, you guys can chuckle and laugh and touch your chandeliers all you like, but between Michigan State, Indiana, and Illinois, I think you're losing at least one of those games. Well, that brings you to 5. And by the way, that would be the worst fall from grace for a defending national champion in 70 years. Geez, I wonder why. Yes, it's a blend of losing a lot of good players, and you're not cheating. Mm-hmm. Hate to break it to you. Look, I don't know where to go with it, but I wondered after that loss to UW. Here was the other thing, just throwing this out there for anybody. Okay, if Tuttle was healthy enough to play and he was the guy they wanted to play, why the hell did you start Orgy and wait until you were down 14-0 to play him? What type of coaching witchcraft is that? I know how I'd feel if they were wearing green and white.
Can I include, you're on the road? That makes it worse.
Hello.
I said the same thing. As I was watching the game with my neighbor, we looked at each other and said, well, why wasn't he starting?
It makes no sense. So you don't get to say he's the answer if he wasn't the starter.
Right.
And you wait until 14-0 to bring him in. And then I hate to break it to you. After two series, basically, they go, all right, well, our game plan's out the window. You've heard Dan Campbell talk about this. All the preparation this week was for Orji. They sure as hell weren't prepping for some 26-year-old guy. Go get a job, by the way. Enough. You know, you're Alan Bowman, you're Jack Tuttle, you're the kid down at Miami who's 30. Do me a solid. Here's a resume. Get in the workforce. Ridiculous. You got guys who graduated in 2017 playing college football. I digress. But here's my question to you as a Michigan fan. Have you arrived at this? Have you officially, like they say in Spaceballs, we've gone from suck to blow? Like, does this team just stink? Because defensively, Rico, this ain't it. I gave you the passing statistics last segment. You can throw the ball at will on these people. If you have half an offensive line and three quarters of a quarterback, mm-hmm. you could throw for 300 yards on these cats.
Mike, yeah, I think this is bad because yeah, the defense was what you were going to rely on, especially the secondary. They're not getting it done. It's just and I'm going back to your whole why didn't Tuttle play? Because honestly, if you started Tuttle, the element of surprise may have gotten you won you the game because they needed to get into halftime to make the adjustments. That was the first thing that Jed Fish said was, hey, we didn't prepare for this. They did what USC and Minnesota didn't do. We're just going to shut down your run game from the very first. You could throw it all you want. And I think the first play of the game, they threw the ball and they were like, that's cute. Do it again. Try that again. And they couldn't. Yeah.
I just wonder. And again, I mean, guys, listen, you can't hurt me. I know my team stinks. It's not even fun to talk about. This has nothing to do with them. We're talking about you. You want me to talk about my team? I will. Only seven people care. Guys, this is looking like an unprecedented fall from grace for a defending national champion. And you've got coaches cussing out fans on the sideline. You got a guy who looks like, from a professional standpoint, he's like, look, I'm just here for the money. I'm bored. Mm-hmm. Wink Martin. I mean, are you enjoying the Wink experience, guys? I warned you. This is what I lived with the Giants for 2 years. This dude had no professional future. And unlike Mike McDonald or Jesse Minner, who were basically sent down to do an internship, learn, run a staff, run a side of the ball, only to be, quote, called back up to the big leagues. Now Mike McDonald's the head coach of the Seahawks, and Jesse Minner at some point, it wouldn't shock me in the least if he became one. The point is, that's not Wink. Wink is your drunk uncle who got laid off in South Carolina, and now he's living in your basement. He didn't have any professional future. All right, he got laid off from the logging company. There is nowhere else to go.
Yeah, the Dr. Blitz part two, that experiment.
Yeah, another old guy who thinks you can just, like I loved on the broadcast, Rico, you know, Wink treats second and long like third and long. I'm like, yeah, I know, I live this. Yeah. It's called first down. So I'd like to know where people are at with it. I mean, David, do you think, can we say, because I think 6-6, 7-5, you stink.
Yes, you stink.
This team stinks.
And what's funny is, and I'm not, I don't want to brag because I never wanted to be right. But
here he
everything
comes.
That Rico mentioned about the problems with the quarterback, the problems with the defense that you all mentioned, the problems here, the problems there, I was the one worried about them before the season started. And that's why I went with 6-6, because if everything went wrong, that's what it was going to look like. Mike, you talked about the defense, and the problem is that was the one thing, that was the wall you can lean on that you could be secure with. But now you found out that there's termites in that wall, and the wall's coming apart. Because that's what the defense is. They're not good. So if you can't rely on the defense anymore, your offense already has the question marks it has. They can only run the ball with Mullings. Dono can't catch the ball because they can't throw 5-yard passes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback situation is not good. The offensive line looks really bad. So when you don't have that,
you got the turnover buffs.
The turnover buffs when you're down already in the game. And everyone knows you're losing the game, and you do the turnover buffs. Dude, go sit down on the bench. It's bad. Yes, they're bad. They suck.
So my question is, what do you do long form? I mean, like, I don't think it's appropriate to talk about letting go of a head coach in his first year. Like, that's not where I'm at. I don't think that's fair to Sharon. Have I been impressed with Sharon? No, absolutely not. But, like, I'm telling you in no uncertain terms, you cannot have Wink Martindale here next year.
Right.
You can't.
You know what, Mike? I got an answer for that. I'll give that to you next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, sir, tease a lot. You said you had the one thing. And we're going to get to it. If you want Tigers, Odyssey.com Rewind, or wait 15 minutes. We're going to get right back into it. But you said you had something about Michigan. So go ahead. Let's hear it.
I do, Mike. And this is one, okay, forget about the jokes about Ward Manuel. But this is one, if I am Ward Manuel, I am bringing Sharon Moore in and asking him, were you prepared for this year? Did you really prepare yourself with your coaching staff and with the player selection? Because it looks like he didn't. It looked, Mike, this looks like he got the job the day before the season, that you didn't know who your quarterback. And if that was the case, I could excuse all of this because you just write this season off and say, give me a year and I'll fix this. But you had since January to put all of this together. You chose not to go to the portal. You chose to bring in, you bump up a bunch of grad assistants and turn them into coordinators and position coaches. And then you bring in Wink Martindale. Like, it doesn't not look like Sharon Moore was prepared, which to me gives you strike one and strike two. You're going to bring him back, but he's going to be on a very short leash next year.
All right. I'm going to say this. David, you can hit the dump button if I'm being overly provocative. There's no smarm, no sarcasm, but everything Rico just said leads me to one thing. It's the one thing he didn't say. What if he was just the perfect fall guy? Mm. Nobody else wanted this job. Like, who the hell was coming here? Any rat that could flee the ship did. Harbaugh raided the staff, and a lot of the guys had to go. And let us not forget that a couple of guys Sharon would have had on staff with guys like Klingscale and Partridge had to be fired for impropriety or whatever it was. Like, who the hell was going to take this gig? Like, look at your offensive coordinator, Kirk Campbell. The guy's history calling plays is 1 year at Old Dominion. That can't be the offensive coordinator at Michigan. So, like, I kind of just start to wonder, like, okay, if we connect the dots, do we say the quiet part out loud? Like, why was the contract thing a thing?
Mm. Good point.
And then you look at the staff, and you have an inexperienced head coach who obviously good recruiter, up and coming coach. I don't have any beef with Sherrone Moore, but you're right, Rico. Doesn't look prepped for this. Doesn't look like he's in total control. Doesn't have a staff he can really lean on. You hired the drunk uncle as your DC. It ain't like Wink is going to listen to you. Wink wouldn't listen to Brian Daboll. The two damn near fought in the New York Giants building. You think Wink's going to listen to you? So, like, basically, here's your babysitter on defense, Sherrone. It's the latest Ravens intern. One problem, it's Robert De Niro. And you're like, this dude's 100. Yeah, well, he's the intern.
Well, you know what? How about a quick little funny game? Because I know you like the games, Mike. Can Jack Tuttle and the recruiting class that he was a part of, now, just to give it to Trevor Lawrence was a part of that class. David's quarterback was a part of that class, and Justin Fields. Brock Purdy was a part of that class. Can you name the three current Lions that were a part of the same class as Jack Tuttle?
So I got to go to Trevor Lawrence's draft year, Justin Fields' draft year. So that would be what, 2020? Is that the draft year?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Amon Ra.
Yes.
Okay, that's one. All right, at least I'm off the schneid here.
Amon Ra was ranked. Yeah, he was a 10th ranked person in that class.
Derek Barnes?
No.
Okay, I'm out. The point is,
Penei Sewell and Aiden Hutchinson.
Trevor Lawrence has signed a contract. Penei Sewell has signed a professional second contract. This guy's still in school.
Please NIL, make it though. Stop. NIL.
What kind of NIL you think Pete Tuttle's getting?
Exactly.
Free sandwiches at Zingerman's? Come on, man. NIL for Bob Tuttle. Get the hell out of here. Here's your NIL. Here's a book.
Jack,
you're going
to
need it. Whatever. Let's go to the people. 248-539-9797. Then we'll get some football and then back to business with your Tigers. Danny is up next, 97.1. What's up, Danny? How you doing, pal?
Fellas, how we doing?
Hey, Danny.
Good, Danny. What's up?
You know, so I just want to touch in on the Michigan topic here. And although I get what you guys are saying, however, my mind goes to this. You got a team that I know it's not major and breaking news, and a lot of Michigan fans say this, but it is the facts of the fact. You got a guy who has never had head coaching experience. You lost 18 of your 22 starters. You got lost your strength coach, both your coordinator and your head coach, and you had no quarterbacks in the chamber. What did we expect was going to happen? I think there was wishful thinking upon Orgy and or whatever experience they have with, you know, between Tuttle and with Davis Warren and all that kind of stuff. And Mike, you said it many times, and I've heard it so many times in the past. And what did you always say? If you got two quarterbacks, you got none, right? And that was always my mentality going into this, when there's not a definitive starter. So, I mean, I wasn't at David's prediction of thinking 6 wins. I was kind of in your ballpark of the 7 or 8, but I was not having high hopes. But in regards to what you guys are saying, as far as, is he in over his head? Is he inexperienced? Yes, he's had until since January. But I personally think that Sherrone Moore was so invested in knowing that it's just, we got to win this championship. I think that there's been a lot of turmoil behind closed doors between him, Jim Harbaugh, and the coordinators, that he could have left any year, which he was flirting every year for the past 4. So he never really had any experience of thinking, okay, how do I make staff hires? Harbaugh did not teach him how to staff an entire, you know, coordinators and all the coaching staff that he needs. He wasn't taught that. So he's basically learning on the fly. Whether that's a good decision or not, I don't know. Yeah. But, I mean, you said it yourself, Mike, in which I agree with you. Name another coach you're going to want to have take over the program if Jim leaves. It's Sherrone Moore. But when you have that, comes the problems of he doesn't know how to hire a staff. And that's no fault to his own, because the guy's never done it before. But it's been so focused with, I think, again, Harbaugh kind of shooting this program by, one, taking the staff, but also leaving it where it was and not prepping him properly of how to build a program. I think he taught him how to lead children in college, but to build a program with a staff and recruit the right way, I think he's going to be learning all that on the fly. Whether that's good or not remains to be seen.
No, and
that's,
and Danny,
where
I'll just say this.
That.
Yeah, and look, obviously we got to wait for the notice of allegations and the whole bit. Obviously, my opinion will change if they're staring down the barrel of something real, like a postseason ban, etc. Let's leave that off the table for right now, and let's just whistle by the graveyard. There's just no scenario I can bring Wink Martindale back. If you're Sherrone Moore, you need young energy recruiters. Like, for a team that had won the amount of games they had won, they didn't recruit as well as they should have. They're nowhere close 100%. Talent-wise to some of these other schools. And if Sherrone's got a way out of this, it has to be recruiting.
As a Michigan, huge Michigan fan, there is zero excuse for being in the situation that you are in a quarterback perspective. And thanks to you, Mike, with your experience of Wink Martindale, the moment I saw that hire, my immediate thought is, what is this ass we just hired on our squad? It makes no sense. Because in what you've said about Giants football and the defense, I'm like, this is not going to end well. This is Don Brown 2.0. So I was not exactly excited.
Are you
about
seeing it,
so
though? Are you seeing what 100%. I said play out? Like, it's real.
100%. 100%. And to be honest with you, with the quiet part, no Michigan fan wants to say out loud, is every single one of these staff members outside of Sherrone Moore, they're nothing but like the replacements. That's all they are. All these staff members are replacement guys. Me personally, I would flip the whole coaching staff within the next year or two, doing it methodically and doing it the smart, right way of getting some blue chip coordinators and filling in the staff the right way. But yep. Whether he'll do that, I don't know.
And I appreciate Danny. I appreciate it, man. And look, trust me, it ain't no great shakes up in East Lansing. It's a tough watch, but we're talking about it because it is a big story. And look. What you said about the coaching staff, Rico, I don't know where you sit on this, but the only way you're going to get people who have big professional aspirations and who have professional options, they got to get the NCAA thing behind them. Mm-hmm. And then you've got to be able to provide security and resources. Look, Michigan's a great place to coach. It's a great college football program and a great brand, but they got to make a decision on what the future is going to look like. It can't be 65-year-old dudes wearing Oakleys.
No, Mike, I think that once the punishment comes out, then people will come back, because then it's like, okay, that's gone. The cloud has been lifted. Now I want to go to Michigan. But you don't want to attach yourself to something you had nothing to do with. So that's why you're not going to get top coordinators or people saying, or even top recruits saying, I want to go to Michigan. The fact that you don't have a wide receiver should tell you everything. Three straight years in the playoffs, a national championship, and Samaj Morgan's your guy, and he doesn't even have 100 yards. Total for the season.
But I'll tell you, he celebrated every yard. All right, ticket text, then we get to the calls, then we get a little football in the mix, and then back to Tiger baseball. If you want the Tigers right now, we spent the first couple hours on it, odyssey.com rewind. David, what do the people have to say, though?
Mike, Rico, I'm a diehard Michigan fan, and this team does suck. I put it all on Sherrone. The fact that he thought it was okay to go into this season with that QB room says all I need to see from him. That is from John N. Howell. Michigan will be a 3.5-point dog in the bye week. That is from Steve.
No, I'll tell you the thing that tells you how bad you are right now. You will be an underdog at Indiana.
Yeah.
That's not provocative. Like that, I mean every word of that. That's insane. And you are trending to have the worst fall from grace for a national champion in 70 years.
The Michigan fan, they suck. Coaching is terrible on every front. Fire everyone. That is Jason and Clio. Someone says, Michigan's just fine. It's just called passing chaos.
Okay.
I like that. AJ Hinch is now running the quarterback room. I don't think even he could fix this room.
I blame Jim Harbaugh. I believe the way he exited resulted in less productive recruiting.
Hey, just remember when that POS Guido Sparty, who does afternoons in Detroit, told you Jim Harbaugh left you in a worse spot than he found you.
I can't believe he called me a Guido.
I know, right? I'm making a point. He left this program in tatters.
Yeah. But you got the ring, and that's all that matters. You sold your
For
soul.
Now.
And yeah, well, you know, at least that's all you got. Don't take that away.
Yeah, they got a new helmet sticker they're going to be debuting next year. It's actually the Walmart logo.
You know, I laughed because they have that logo on the field at Arkansas. And so I laughed. I said, wouldn't that be funny if, but, you know,
it's about to be on your helmet.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Sorry, buddy.
All coaches.
And don't give me the whole, oh, it's only Spartans and Buckeyes. Really? UW fans seem to care a lot.
Oh, yes.
College football fans care a lot. Hey, you got yours. Now you got to own the rest. Mm-hmm. Don't project your frustration on us. Nobody has to validate your cheating. Mm-hmm. So enjoy it. Enjoy that new release by Johnny Porkfats. I'm sure that book's coming soon.
Can't wait. All Coach Moore had to do was point his finger at four different people that work in the office and ask them to come up with a list of possible quarterbacks from the online store. But he didn't do it. It's irresponsible.
No, and there were spring transfers. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and cry bloody murder and act like you were going to get a superstar. That's never been the point. But to get a quarterback who has a baseline of competency, and for people to say, oh, well, Tuttle was the answer all along, he was just hurt. If that's your answer, if Tuttle that we saw on Saturday night is your answer, then that was never an answer at all. That's a 25, 26-year-old grown-ass man. The dude backed up Mike Penix at Indiana. Mm-hmm. That was 10 years ago.
Saying this as a Michigan fan, I think Ward is being left behind with his lack of ability to take advantage of the NIL.
It goes way deeper than Ward. Yeah. Your school has an obsession about this fake reputation of theirs.
But I do wonder if part of this is the care factor of knowing how much did we invest in this team, knowing what's on the horizon. Do we put a ton of money into this or throw caution to the wind, cross our fingers, and hope that we can still manage to be a decent team because we are the University of Michigan?
You're right, Rico. No QBs, no wide receivers. Come on, man. Pretty much any school can put a decent QB and at least one wide receiver on the field. No excuse.
A place like Michigan, there should never be an excuse. Ever. Mm-hmm. Ever. Go to Herb, 97.1. What's up, Herb? How you doing, buddy? Herbie.
Herb.
All right, Herb's gone. Go to Darren, 97.1. Hi, Darren.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey. Good, Blue. D. What's going on?
I really do believe emotional numbness is real. I mean, winning a national championship not even 9 months ago, I really should be more upset about how this team and coaching staff's performing. But I do think Chiron needs to take a lot. Do you really believe that he went to the situation and from here, you know, we can make a run at this? And it shot him in the foot, which is sad to see. And, you know, I love how you guys love to pick at us, Michigan fans, and, you know, we're really going to live and die by the whole asterisk and, you know, getting punished this year. But I really do think a real coaching search needed to happen, and I really want to hear some candidates that you think for the University of Michigan would really, like, fit this well.
Well, all right, first things first. I'm not ready to throw Chiron to the wolves. I'm just not ready to scapegoat the guy. If and when we get to find out, I would assume by December, the 90 days will be up, and we'll find out what you're facing. I think that plays a big role in who would be available and who would take the job. Look, it's a great place to coach. All right, I can hate your guts, but I still can recognize it's a very good program. It's a very good school. You do some weird stuff that I'll never understand, but I digress. But I'm not just ready to scapegoat this man. You know, you gave Harbaugh damn near 7 years. You can't give this guy 7 months?
No, because I think you said it. He's the fall guy. Now, here's the thing to what Darren wants to know. Well, let's just say something happened. Who should have been the guy? There's no coach out there that Michigan fans would say, yes, we want, you know, short of Bill Belichick or Nick Saban coming back, because it's going to be, well, that's good enough for everybody else, but we're Michigan. Because if you said, hey, maybe you go talk to Jed Fish and see if he wants to come back, we could do better. Okay. So I don't know if there's a person out there that Michigan fans will be okay with that's last name is not Belichick or Saban.
Well, the other problem is they're always mired in this whole, you know, Michigan man thing. If you just hire the best guy, it's not a problem. But, I don't know. Don't ask me to join their cabal. Leave me out of it. Come on, man. I'm over here just trying not to turn it over four times a week. 248-539-9797. We'll get a little bit of football here, a little football today. Big news in the NFL. And then we get back to Tiger baseball, top of the hour.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.